Hey everybody, welcome back to Sorry to Bother You. This is your host for the evening. It's me, Davey. If you're watching on YouTube, hello. If you're watching on streaming platforms, that'd be Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts, hello. This is episode one, kind of. So I wanted to make this quick episode because I wanted to kind of get you guys, you know, sat down and, you know, just talk to you guys and kind of tell you what this is, what I'm going to be doing here, and what you have in store for this podcast. So I've tried this once before. It was the beginning of the year, this year, January 1st, I think. I think I put the episode out like the first day of the year, which is crazy to me. It's currently 100 and... Oh, it's 83 degrees? Well, fuck me. I thought I was still in the hundreds. It's still hot as shit. But yeah, I'm wearing a hoodie right now, for those of you who could see me. It's my new Rav hoodie. I'm very excited about it. I got it for my birthday. I just turned 22, a few days ago actually, when my new video just dropped. So if you're coming from those videos, hello, I hope you watched it and I hope you liked it. It's my favorite video that I've made. So what is Sorry to Bother You? I guess the best way to put it, Sorry to Bother You, is a time where I can sit down with other people or just sit down with myself weekly and talk about, you know, creating things or how I feel during a certain week. I look at Sorry to Bother You kind of like a video diary of sorts. So the first episode's a bit scuffed because I had no idea what I was going to be doing for this one, but I hope at the very least it's entertaining. So yeah, talking for an hour is hard. I don't understand how people do it so easily, but I'm gonna try my best. I'm gonna do what I can to keep you guys entertained. So I'm sorry for the mess in my room. If you're watching on YouTube again, you know how it looks. But for those of you who are listening on audio only, I'm in this little corner of my room that I've made for videos. You can't see part of the room because I blocked it with a blue screen. But it's this little corner with my computer. I hope to kind of build a better set on the other side of the room. I'm still thinking about how I want to do that and what exactly that would entail. But for now, here we are in front of the computer. I don't know, man. I really should plan these things out. I'm like talking all proper, and I feel like I'm in a job interview. I had a job interview the other day, so I guess we could talk about that. I don't know if any of you guys, or if you're listening to this, I don't know how old you are, but job interviews are the most fake times you could really ever experience, right? So you basically, and for those of you who've had jobs, you know what I mean, but like, it's like sitting in a room where nobody in the room gives a shit about the job. Like, realistically, nobody in the room gives a shit. So, but you're expected to, right? So I sat down for a Starbucks interview the other day, which I hope I get the job because I want to quit my current job. But I sat down for a Starbucks interview, and I'm sitting down, and I didn't know it was going to be a group interview. They didn't tell me it was going to be a group interview. So I got there, you know, fully expecting to sit down with somebody and to talk to the manager one-on-one and kind of pitch myself and be like, yeah, I am perfect for this position. I want to be a barista. Coffee is my life. Which to some people, that may be the truth. But to me, I don't really drink coffee. I just need money. And I wish I could just be honest with that and be like, hey, shit's not working out the way I wanted it to. I need money. Please hire me. Right? So it sucks because I'm basically mentally preparing myself to be a different person. But I get there, and it's a group interview with four other people. Now, keep in mind, I got there with two other people, so I thought, okay, it's going to be me and two other people will be interviewing. And then two more people show up. So it's a five-person interview. Two people are late for whatever reason, and it gets started. And they're asking us questions. They're really nice. Don't get me wrong. The interview was really nice. The two managers and the other, there was somebody else with them. I guess you would call them assistant manager or a lead. Very nice people. It was a very nice interview and probably the most friendly environment that I've ever had interviewing with any company. So there's that. And I swear to you, they really just asked us basic questions like, what's your major? What are you going to school for? What would you say is a tough experience you've had at work? Or a weird customer experience? The very basic questions, very easy answers for a lot of people, right? This girl next to me, when we get asked, what's a tough experience you've had in a job that you needed to overcome? Or even something that stressed you out? And I shit you not, she never had a job before. So her first instinct was to say, well, I don't have a job. Can I talk about my home life? And they said, well, that's fine. Go ahead. And that's cool. Whatever. You never had a job. You know, we're interviewing and it'd be a good experience, right? Everyone has to start somewhere. She starts talking about her relationship with her mother. And she's like, you know, me and my mom fight all the time. And, you know, I just don't know what to do. I want to go out and I want to be my own person, but my mom doesn't think I'm good at anything. And she starts crying, like bawling. Like, I didn't know I was going to interview with LeBron. She was bawling. That was a bad joke. And I didn't know what to do. I had no idea what to do. And I'm like sitting there and our masks are on because, you know, COVID. And I'm just thinking the whole time, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh. It was so difficult for me in that situation. She's sitting right next to me. So the person who's crying is right next to me with two other people on this side, another interviewee on this side, and our manager's looking me dead in the eye. And I feel like she can tell I'm trying to hold back a smile. And I'm thinking to myself, I am not going to lose this job or like this job opportunity because this girl is crying and I don't know how to handle it right now. Because I want to laugh. Like, did they plant her? Like, because I feel like that's the case at this point. I didn't know what to do. Because what do you do in that situation, man? Like, what can you possibly do in the moment to really handle that, you know? Because I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you at all what to do. I don't think I've ever cried in a job interview. And if you have, let me know, please. I would love to hear about it because, God, what even? I don't think I've had a group interview either, and I feel like I understand why they're doing that. I had another job call me, and they were like, "Yeah, come in for a group interview." So I think I get it. I think I understand why. It's because, like, you know, COVID, everywhere is opening back up. It's easier to interview as a group and get your new staff. I get it. It makes perfect sense to me. The problem is, you run into having a situation like this happened where a girl is crying and now I feel weird and now I feel like I'm making a bad impression because I want to laugh, not because it's funny, but because I'm uncomfortable. And unprovoked, she could have just said school was hard, you know, and I don't blame her too much. She was like, I think she said she was 18. She's fresh out of high school. It happens. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're going to hire her. I honestly couldn't say. I don't know what I would do if I was an interviewee, but they were super nice about it. They diffused it. They told her, like, you know, you're very right for feeling the way that you do. We've all gone through it. It takes time to be your own person. It takes time to take the steps to be your own person, which, bless their hearts, because I don't know if I could have come up with that on the spot. I'm already bad with people, but I was so uncomfortable. And so to see them, like, just diffuse it, calm her down, honestly, power to them, like all the power to them. I think they did a great job diffusing that. I don't think I'm built for that. I don't think I'm that kind of a person. I still think about it. It's been haunting my dreams, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. I haven't really covered what this is. I kind of just went on a tangent. But I guess that's good. So I think a big thing that I want to talk about on the show is I would love to get other creators, small creators, whoever, to be on the show and discuss, you know, their creative process, whether they're an internet creator or whether they, you know, are just into anything artistic on the side. So I have a few guests already picked out, already lined up. They're going to be on the show in the coming weeks, definitely. I think the first guest for sure will be my friend Becca, who is a co-host on my other podcast, Detention, if you've ever listened to that or if you're coming from that. That's who she is. And I'm talking to a few other friends from YouTube who would be happy to come on. But yeah, I feel like doing this weekly, sitting down and just talking to you and really just talking about what's on my mind. An audio diary is definitely the best way to put it. I wanted to do this way earlier this year, and I tried to. And the third week, I was just so busy. I felt so burnt out. And I felt genuinely really low in like as far as like, you know, just my mental health. I just felt really low and down in the dumps. So I think sitting here now with you and kind of just talking really has really been a big help as far as when I did it back then. And when I do my, you know, the detention podcast, that really helps me a lot mentally. I always look at my videos as a way to properly discuss or probably vent things that I feel. My newest video came out and it's about modern baseball. And I love that video. It's my best work, I think, as far as anything I've made. I have bigger ideas. I just haven't done them yet. But the modern baseball video definitely felt like my content has taken a new step in as far as it's taken a new step as far as, you know, quality. Maybe it wasn't as entertaining as, you know, the Goofy Movie video or even, you know, the Love Coach video. But as far as like quality, I'm like, oh, that's the tightest written script. That's the most personal video I've ever made. And it's probably my favorite. I shared a lot in that video. A lot of personal stories, or at least two, at least one major personal story, and then some aspects of my life that were very personal. And it was very hard to do that. It took me so many takes to get, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, it'll be linked down below, because I don't want to talk about it right now. It's hard for me. But if you've seen that video, you know that the story at the end of the video is a very, very intimate, not intimate, but very personal and touching story as far as mental health is concerned. And I don't know if I can do that again. I had to switch cameras because I don't know why the other one shit out on me right now. So I'm using like a lower, you know, a lower quality camera. Sorry about that. Audio listeners, you shouldn't be that affected. So if you complain, fuck you. So yeah, I'm really excited for, you know, new content. You know, as I was talking about the modern baseball one, I already know what I'm going to do next. I probably won't get it as personal as I did with the modern baseball one, but with that particular video, it's very important to me that I really got the point across of why the band was so special and why I listened to them constantly. I love that video. I'm going to get a tattoo I'm going to get a modern baseball tattoo. I'm also going to get a tattoo for Rav, which I'm going to make a video on him soon, probably in the December, November area. More so as like a year anniversary of I'm Onto Me, which is my favorite Rav album. So I will do that. I don't know. Don't hold me to that though, because I don't know. So I'm excited for, you know, that and the new job, hopefully, if I get it. I'm excited. I'm going to university, which is insane. I was going to community college for the last couple years, like 3 or 4 years, because I couldn't find something that would stick. I couldn't find the major that really connected with me and really made me say, hey, like, I can do this. Like, I can find the resolve to get this done. And I think the thing that I've learned from like doing community college for so long and then moving on to university is that however long it takes is however long it takes. And I understand that for some people, they don't have the, what's the word? They don't have the time to invest in school. And like, you know, that's an issue. And that's a valid issue. But if you're ever feeling like you're doing it and it's just not going the pace that you want it to, I think that's perfectly fine. And I think anyone that holds you to a standard of get it done in this amount of time really isn't fair. You know, it's not like it obviously it's good to get it done at a pace that is, you know, efficient and will get you into the working field as quick as possible. That's ideal, right? But just because it's ideal doesn't mean it's always, you know, plausible or feasible. Sorry, That's not about me. But it's fine, you know? I'm excited to be starting, and I have friends who are in my year that are also going to university. And it's exciting. It's amazing that I get to, move on to the next step. And it's even more amazing that I'm doing it with people who, you know, have been alongside me in that regard. I'm super excited. I have friends that are close to graduating university, and I think that's so cool. And I'm excited for them, and I'm excited for me, and I can't wait to talk about how I feel about it week to week, because it's fun. I never hear about any like experiences through college, you know, at least not a lot in like podcasting or like YouTube or anything. And I think it's an interesting thing that if I could document it, then why not? I'll talk through how it feels to transition through to university from a community college. And I think it's bullshit how some people look down on community college when it's such a very useful resource, you know? I was doing music at community college. I was doing child development. That's what it's called. Sorry. I was doing that in community college for a while, and the staff was super nice. I met such great people there. I met a lot of bad people, but I met some great people through community college, and it's such a useful resource. It helped me pay for school that I might not have been able to pay for otherwise, given the fact that I didn't know what I wanted to do, and wasting so much time in university would have just been such a bad idea. But it's exciting. I'm going through their film and media program to like learn script writing and, you know, work with cameras and stuff. And it's so much fun, and I can't wait. And I'm going to talk about it weekly. So it's going to be really exciting. In like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I'll be starting, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure. So what to talk about now? Episode one, baby. All right. I have something to talk about. I'm just going to say it. I'm dumb as fuck. I am dumb as shit. I am not smart. I put a TikTok up on today, actually. I put up a TikTok, and I made myself look like a fucking idiot. And let me just say this. Thank the Lord that only like 100 people saw this TikTok. Oh my God. I don't have it. I deleted it. But I have the screenshot that I'm talking about. So
I love this video or this ad because the point is you're supposed to draw or trace the entire thing in one go, but you can't cross lines. And everybody is in the fucking comments like, it's so easy. I did this in 10 fucking seconds. That guy's just confused. And they're giving you instructions of how to do it. But the thing is, you can't do it. And this whole comment section is like, oh, I guess I'm really smart. I'm a genius. I'm a fucking psychopath. Everyone here is an idiot. And it's funny.
Right here. So there's this video, and it's basically, it's an ad, and it's talking about, let me start again. So there's this ad on TikTok, and basically it's a fish with a drawn line. You've probably seen it. It's like, can you trace this fish with one line without any lines touching or intersecting? And I look at it and I'm like, no, that's impossible. And there's so many people in the comments being like, oh, I did it in like 10 seconds. It's like, it's, and when in my head, it's not possible. I'm looking at it and I'm like, you can't do it. I'm dumb as fuck, right? And so I'm proven wrong so quickly, by this guy. I'll put his at in the, it's on screen. It's going to be down below. I'll put his at right there. He humbled me so quickly that it's almost like too embarrassing to talk about. I am not smart. And I talked about, and it would be fine if I was just like, I don't think it's possible. But the fact that in the video, I'm like, the people are fucking idiots.
Everyone here is an idiot, and it's funny.
And like, it's so funny. And I called them fucking idiots. I was hostile for no reason. I had no business being that hostile, unprovoked. So he humbled me so quick, and I deleted it because I'm like, oh, I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I admitted I was wrong. I'm dumb. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But I thought it'd be a funny story because I just need to stick to what I do best, and it is nothing educational. I just need to stick to looking at a camera, talking for a while, and then cracking jokes, and that's it. That's all I need to stick to. I have never been good at school. I need to stay in my lane. I understand that now. That is the last time, the only and last time, where the first thing I do when I wake up is hit my Stizzy and go on TikTok. That is the last time I am ever doing that. Never again, dude. I'm so heated. I'm so passionate about it because I feel so fucking dumb. Like, you ever just say shit, you know? Don't. That's my lesson for you. Don't ever just say shit, because 75% of the time, you're probably wrong. I'm usually wrong, and I felt so confident. Now I feel like I don't know anything. I have the mindset of a preschooler. So there's that. That's so aggravating, dude. It really is. Like, I can't imagine, you know, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I pointed out that I'm dumb, and now I feel as if I've only just justified the fact that I'm dumb. But that's really all that was. I just want to say, like, a personal apology to the TikTok community. Oh my god, I am not smart. I dropped my phone. Fuck me, dude. You guys ever just, cry at night? no. So, I guess the last thing I want to talk about is, kind of talk about what I'm doing, what I'm planning, and what I'm super excited for. Through my city's nonprofit, you know, film program, they rent out cameras if you're part of, like, a membership and stuff, and they let you make your passion projects using their equipment. And I have the opportunity to make a pilot and put it on local television, and then from there, try to kickstart it. So it's been something I've been wanting to do forever, right? And I've already started writing it, and soon I'm going to be in the pre-production phases of making a pilot for TV, and I think that's super sick, and I have a lot of ideas, and there's a lot of things that I need to plan, and a lot of equipment that I need personally, so I'm going to be coming out with some more stuff on that. But I think talking to you guys about, like, you know, the production process of what's going on, I think that's going to be super fun, and I can't wait to, like, you know, tell you guys about that. Right now, all I can say is that it's a TV pilot, it's a comedy, kind of more of a serious, like, it's a comedy with more serious undertones, but not too serious. It's not even, like, really a comedy. I don't know why I called it that. I guess because everything I make is usually, like, funny in some way, or at least I try to be. But it's not really a comedy. It's, like, there's jokes, but it's mostly serious. But I wouldn't call it a drama. I don't know. Point is, I want to make this pilot, and I'm really excited about it, and I've been writing it, I already have people for it, I've talked to a few people about, like, camera work and, like, you know, my audio and stuff. It's really coming together, and I feel really, like, happy that, like, I'm gonna make something bigger than myself, and it's gonna be so sick, and it's gonna be on my YouTube page, hopefully, unless I find a new home for it. Similar to this podcast, which I was going to put on my channel, but I don't want it to oversaturate my channel and kind of distract from, like, you know, the major uploads. So this will be on its own channel. I forgot to mention that. But if you're on, you know, if you're on a video, you know that. But other than that, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm planning it right now, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I can't talk about too much right now. So I'll keep you guys updated on that, and I'm gonna, you know, make segments talking about that. I've been planning out, like, what I want to do as far as, like, segments for this podcast. If you have any ideas, I would love to hear them. I was thinking of doing, like, an advice segment, you know, maybe like a TikTok segment where we talk about something that, like, I saw that I want to talk about, or, you know, stories that I want to talk about. Kind of like the whole DaBaby thing, but that's kind of a bummer. Because DaBaby is just an idiot. There's really not much else I could say about that. Like, that hasn't been said already, but DaBaby is just really dumb. does know nothing about the LGBT community. So let's just not talk about that. And then the Chris Chan thing was also something I wanted to talk about, but the more that I get into it, like, just the more genuinely upsetting it is. And I don't want to bring it down too much, but oh my god, she's really she's been at it. Yeah. So I don't really know how to talk about her too much. So we won't talk about that, but I'll try I'll keep you guys updated on what I find on Twitter. If you have anybody that you would want to see on the show, then let me know. I would love to I'd be open to talking to more people about the creative process of making things. But I guess I can cut it here. It's a shorter episode, but it's the pilot. I'm going to, one thing I want to talk about actually before we go is, because I'm funding so much for the show, and then I want to get it, you know, better equipment for the podcast and the videos. Because we're coming out with, you know, Sorry to Bother You, like a new, season of Sorry to Bother You, quote unquote, the other episodes I don't really like, and, I'm gonna delete those, probably unlist them, but, kind of just glossed over that. I should mention that ahead. I made pins and they're actually coming in soon. So I'm going to sell little pins for like, not for too much, like $5. And we'll use the money that I get from those to go toward the equipment for the show. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I've never done anything like this, but it's really, really been fun to put together. So that'll be cool. And I hope you guys enjoy those when they come out. Other than that, I think that's really it. So. I've been Davey. All my socials will be down below, but I appreciate you guys watching this first little episode of Sorry to Bother You. I'll have more to talk about next week when I have something planned, but this is just a little episode to get things started. But yeah, you guys are great. I love you all for watching, and I'll see you next week. I've been Davey, and have a good night. Bye.